Aircheckdownloads.com.
Eagle Eye Terry on Radio 1. It's Kevin and Zoe. We're here for 3 hours on Bank Holiday Monday. Whee! It's Monday, the 31st of August. We are having our own little picnic come festival come live gig here in the office.
If it's not a holiday where you are, because some places it's not today, it will be by the time we're finished with you, which is 4 o'clock this afternoon. Then it's Clive Warren with the top 40 of the year so far.
And then it's crack open the champagne. Has anyone brought any?
No.
Oh, never mind. Anyway, coming up on today's show, okay, it's a bank holiday in England. And also in Wales.
Yep.
I think so. I'm not sure about Scotland and Ireland, so if you're at work, give us a ring. We're going to have a request fest today, okay? Wherever you are, whoever you are, if you want us to say hello to you, we've got plenty of time to do that this afternoon. So give us a call, 0500 110 100. Tell us where you are. Tell us what's going on. Give us a ring if you do something exciting. Also, in today's show, coming up in 10 minutes, The Net. Reports from the Verve gig in Slane Castle, possibly their last gig ever. Also from Reading Festival, I'll tell you about my Reading experiences later on. Also from Ocean Colour Scene in Stirling Castle. That's coming up in 10 minutes. Also, we have a very special message from a pop star we invited into the show by the name of Monsieur Leonard Kravitz.
Has it gone entirely to plan, Monsieur Lenny Kravitz, today? We'll have some features you might not be familiar with if you don't normally get out of your pit till after 9 o'clock in the morning. How low can you go? We find out what you will do for cold hard cash money, CD vouchers and the Walkman. Ray's Organ's tune goes to a fourth note. If you've never heard it before, guess the tune later with Raymond Sinclair. Tickets to Radio 1's huge and exclusive livest and biggest event, Radio 1 Live in Cardiff, September 13th.
Right about now.
When I wake up in my makeup, have you ever felt so used? I feel like that every day. I know what she's talking about. That is a fantastic record. We love it. It's Celebrity Skin by Hole. We are rocking like residents on Radio 1 today, folks. Yeah! It's Bank Holiday Monday, the 31st of August. It's 1:15. This is Kevin and Zoe with you for 3 hours on Radio 1.
So far, we've played you Horny, Moose T, Eagle Eye Cherry, Fatboy Slim. There was Hole, then Lenny Kravitz still to come, plus The Influence. After this Blitz Bliss from Showbiz Central at 1:15.
Newsbeat Entertainment's transmission, The Net. 97 to 99. The Net. On Radio 1. UK. Radio 1.
What is Atkins saying?
Control, isn't it?
No, Atkins sane and he's insane.
And he's insane.
Aladdin Sane. Hey, I was there on Saturday at Reading, rocking at Reading. Missed the Foo Fighters, which is who we went to see. Caught a bit of Supergrass, sounded fantastic. The Prodigy, though, man, my, they rocked the house. They really, really did. Although they probably wouldn't say rock the house. But there was a very strange moment, actually. There was Keith's outfit, he looked like Rumpelstiltskin. That was rather strange. But the weirdest thing was, right, they were going to do their next record, okay? And Maxim suddenly said, there are words to be said. Last night we got a call from, I don't think he speaks quite like that. Anyway, he said, last night they got a call from the Beastie Boys and everyone cheered, went, hooray! And then he said, no, man, no. They asked us not to do that record. You know the one?
What record is that?
Flack, Merp, Switch Up. That one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. And so everyone started booing, of course, because they're going, you know, we want him to sing. And he said, but I do what the I want to. Oh. And so they played it and the crowd went absolutely mental. And everyone's going, what a strange thing for the Beastie Boys to say. So when the Beastie Boys came on, they said, look, where we come from, that record is not cool. And the fickle crowd, they cheered as well. And I thought, they're so fickle. So we left the Beastie Boys because, to be honest with you, I thought it was a bit flat. I thought it was a bit, you know, you wanted the drum and bass to kick in and it just didn't.
Biggest selling artist in the world.
I know they're brilliant, but I think in a smaller venue, I think
not
at Reading
with
it's,
you.
It's
I just can't believe they are.
I know, it's amazing. So we went to see Bentley Rhythm Ace and I nearly took my top off there with that. They were fantastic. If you're at Reading and you came, oh yeah, Marie and Becca who came up to say hello and those two lovely blokes who asked me for a drink, give us a ring. And the boys who held me up in the air in the Bentley Rhythm Ace tent, give us a buzz, all right? And we'll say hello to you. 0500 110 100. Hey, The Influence, Kevin and Zoe, Bank Holiday Monday. We've got pickled onions.
127. 98.
the limelight. That's a tad bit risque. Hey, where I'm going.
So you work Zoe convertible then?
I was. Because my top goes back.
So what's in your basket then in the next half hour?
In my basket in the next half hour, a very special message from a Mr. Lenny Kravitz I have here in my hand.
The 60
also,
second cinema we didn't run on Friday.
A very special malt loaf for Kevin.
Oh.
And all your messages we'll be reading out if you're partying or you're working today.
There's The Influence, next Oasis, but first this update at 1:30.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1, News Beat.
The crowds and the floral tributes are growing at Kensington Palace as people mark the first anniversary of the death of Princess Diana. Radio 1 Newsbeat, we're back at 2:30.
Oasis and then Savage Garden on Radio 1. It's 1:40.
It's Bank Holiday Monday for some, and if you're at work, we're willing to say hello for a small fee. Okay, first of all, I'd like to say hello. Have we got some nice hello music?
Some hello music?
Nice hello
here.
Music.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. This is our nice Notting Hill dancing carnival music.
How fun is this?
Western.
Yes. This is brand new, this is.
Who is it?
It is. Oh, so CD's gone in the slot.
Oh,
there.
Is this Funny Five or whatever they're called?
No, Pineapple Corp.
Pineapple Corp.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Haggis on his tractor, who's cultivating his field in Helsham in East Sussex, wants to say hello to his mate Chunk because he hasn't seen him for ages. Hello, Chunk. Rachel and Tim, Catherine and Matt are on the M6 heading back to Aldershot after a camping holiday in Wales.
Hey.
But sadly, Rachel has to go to hospital because she fell down a mountain and hurt her ankle. Aww. Okay, Claire and Laura are working today at the Beanie Baby shop in Southampton. Give them a big hello. Hello to you. Pete Ebeling is at work in Mayfairs in Chatham. He says, please, someone come and buy a car. Give us a call, 0500 110 100 if you want us to read out your message, give you a shout on this sunny Bank Holiday Monday.
What kind of a weekend have you had, Zoe?
I've had a rocking weekend, actually. Raucously rocking. And I'd like to say hello to all my mates who headed out the door when I was on my way to work, going to the carnival with their whistles and funny headdresses on. They're all partying on a roof. And I've asked my lad Dan, to give us a ring later on and tell us what's going on down near old Chris Goldfinger. Do you know, I heard Chris Goldfinger's show for the first time this weekend.
What, I was wafted across to your houses, is it?
Stuck in a traffic jam in Piccadilly, trying to get to a party.
Yeah.
I was coming back from Reading. And we were listening to Chris Goldfinger. He's a top geezer. What a top man. And he's down at Notting Hill. Look out for him if you're down there.
I think it's something to do with the hours you work, because I heard Chris Goldfinger's show for the first time only about 3 months ago. And I think it's because on the rare occasions when we can manage to stay up that late, we're usually doing something other than listening to the radio, I suppose, but great show anyway.
Well, I don't know what you're doing, but I'm behaving myself very well.
God, the shows are so long today. When Cliff Moyles came on today at 9 o'clock, I was clubbing. I was out dancing in a nightclub. And during the space of his show, I had a really good dance, got a quick snog.
Oh, yeah!
Danced some more, went home, freshened up, went out to Tesco's, did a huge shop, spent 100 quid, went home, put it all away, did some accounts and stuff, read part of a book, then jumped on the bike and came here. And Moyles is still on. It's great on bank holiday.
NewCheckDownloads.com.